A broadcast service of City College and the San Diego Community College District. This is Jazz FM 88.3 KSDS San Diego. I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. Support for Inside Art comes from the members of San Diego's Jazz 88.3. This week on Inside Art, we'll preview this year's concert version of the Made in San Diego musical 1222 Oceanfront, A Black Family Christmas. But first, North Coast Repertory Theater presents a crowd-pleasing evening of piano wizardry and laugh-out-loud comedy with the story of two pianists' lifelong pursuit of becoming concert piano superstars. Two Pianos, Four Hands stars Jefferson McDonald and Matthew McGloin, both accomplished pianists and actors who work tirelessly to master legendary music from Bach to Billy Joel, enduring endless practice, pushy parents, stage fright, and agonizing competition along the way. Based on the real-life experiences of Canadian pianists Ted Dykstra and Richard Greenblatt, the Daily Mail calls Two Pianos, Four Hands a rare jewel of real entertainment, while the Toronto Star hails it as fresh and deliciously entertaining. Joining me to preview this show, which runs December 7th through January 1st at North Coast Rep, I'm pleased to welcome its dueling pianistic prodigies, Jefferson McDonald and Matthew McGloin. Jefferson and Matthew, it's great to have you both on Inside Art.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, for both of you, this requires a special combination of talents to play in this show, and I'm wondering if we could start the conversation here with a little background on each of you, how you come to Two Pianos, Four Hands. We'll start with you, Matthew.
Oh, let's see. The auditions were back in 2019, before then, I started playing piano when I was about 5 years old. And then in high school, I played in a bunch of bands. I started playing with singers. I sort of kind of transitioned over to focusing on acting when I was in college. And piano, honestly, kind of took a back seat at that time for me. But then with this show and a few others, relatively later in my career, I guess you could say, I was being called upon to play the piano and perform. There's a handful of these really special shows in the canon of these actor musician piano shows. Murder for Two is one of them. I think Souvenir is another great one. So this fell across my path. I was one going, I am not worthy. I don't know if I can actually do what it takes to be in this show. But went to the audition, had a great time, really hit it off with the director, and here I am now, and it's given me an opportunity to become an even greater musician, to be honest. That's the great thing about the show.
Well, I also noticed about you that you have some acrobatic ability from your website out there. Does that come into play at all in this production?
You know, it does and it doesn't. I would say there's not too much like acrobatics per se, but the physical stamina that we both have to, maintain. Jefferson and I are both very active people. And so we regularly go to the gym, try to eat well, get good sleep. Like a show like this is just kind of a beast, deeply fulfilling as a performer to, be called upon to do all the things. But yeah, in that regard, yes, physically, it requires real dedication, I guess you could say.
That would be a good idea. Get you to do some acrobatics. I think that's a suggestion we could bring to the director, certainly.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Yeah. I appreciate you making my life
better.
My pleasure to do so. Well, Jefferson, you apparently come from a showbiz family to begin with.
That's right. Yeah, I have my grandfather. He took a crack at acting in New York City before he went upstate and he got his PhD in education and started the drama program there and kind of launched, got a lot of people in my family, aunts and uncles, interested in showbiz. So I grew up in a bit of a showbiz environment. Although me personally, I grew up on a farm. My dad was a farmer, but he was also a brilliant singer and performer on every stringed instrument. So I sort of picked up the music early and then got into the acting later. The play itself, it's interesting. My grandmother saw our current director, Tom Fry, in it when I was probably 12, 13 years old. And While she didn't take me to the show, she took out the press clippings, gave it to me, and said, "You're going to be in this one day, kid." You know, so it was always on my radar. And, you know, when I was unsuccessful in my classical piano career, as many people are, and found this show and thought, well, you know, here's a great show that can showcase not only classical piano chops, but comedic actor chops. It's sort of the dream as an actor. So it just was a perfect pairing. So it's a really cool show for me to do. And, you know, you get to meet another guy who's really has similar interests, and it's great. It just kind of creates that magic on stage.
I'll bet it's been building in the time that you've been doing this together. How long have you both been cast and performing in these roles?
I guess our first production in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Playhouse was 2019 into the 2020 season, winter.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago, almost exactly to the day, you could even say. Yeah, it was the same slot, the winter show.
Although we were cast, fortunately, 6 months before that production, which gave me about 5 months to learn the Bach piece, which we play at the end, because at the end of the show, we play an enormous piece that's it's great. It's a lot of fun to play now, but at that moment, it was terrifying. So it's nice that we had 6 months to learn the music.
Well, can you take us through a little bit of the themes that are explored in Two Pianos, Four Hands? Matt, let's start with you on that.
Yeah, sure. The first one that comes to mind in terms of a major theme of the show is self-doubt. That's one that I come back to a lot in this. And I think it's beautiful. I think that's what any artist's life entails on some level, you know, faking it till you make it, doing the work, whatever that means, the hilarity that comes from that, and the soul crushing weight of giving your life to a pursuit in which you can be remarkably good at something and still not quite be quote unquote good enough. So I think that's one of the major themes. I think it is why this story also is so universal, and it as specific as it is. You know, some people hear, "Oh, it's about classical musicians." I don't need to see that. I can't relate to that. It has surprisingly resonated with anyone that as I said wanted to be amazing and you know really accomplished in anything. Athletes really love this show. Like, oh, that was my life. That was my life growing up. Practicing and practicing and practicing and not wanting to practice and wanting to give up, and my relationship with my parents during that time. That's a big part of this too. Family is a really big theme and a source of so much of the comedy, and then ultimately in Act Two, which is a quite different kind of vibe than Act One. Act One is pretty, you know, hijinks comedy, and then Act Two gets really real and it gets to the heart of art in a way. So yeah, family. As I said, you know, your own artistry, and you know, ultimately, it's a show about I think being at peace with where you are. Sounds kind of, you know, rather expansive, but I think that's what resonates for me.
There's a lot of references to the teachers that the two have had.
Yeah. That's certainly a theme. You're going to encounter a lot of crazy people in your life. I think that's one of the themes that certainly comes across.
Yeah.
That's one of the best parts, is portraying some of these just really eccentric teachers. And it always brings me back to some of my own teachers, you know, as they were just like pounding on my shoulders and nothing I could do was good enough, and not understanding them because they spoke a different language. I was like, I don't know what I'm getting out of this except for some need for therapy later on. But yeah, you're certainly right.
How about the endless sense of competition, though, that you have to grapple with as artists?
Yeah, that's so built into the show, and I think a great way, because it is, you know, you've got two players on this stage, and they are playing about 10 different roles, as Jefferson's saying. Like we kind of are, you know, very, you know, lightning quick, taking off this hat, putting on another. Now I'm the kid. Now I'm the teacher. Now I'm the parent. It is inherently, as I think all scene work as an actor is, on some level about competition, about wanting to get something from the other person. And at the heart of this is Ted and this is Richard. And yeah, they're trying to outdo each other to some extent. But I it's funny. I don't, how much would you say like competition is in it, you know, in the show?
I think quite a bit. And I think that we're both pretty insanely competitive people. So I think just leaning into that is what creates a lot of that tension on stage, because you have to be this kind of person who actually wants to pursue that musically. You have to be pretty competitive, not only competitive others, but against yourself, really. And we take it on stage, and then we even take it off stage. We go to the pool hall afterwards, and then we're playing pool. We're just angry at each other all day.
Yeah.
On stage and off.
You know, it's actually really fun to hear Jefferson talk about this, because it is true that, like, I might just be a little bit, more polite about it. Like, I'm like almost more of like, oh yeah, no, I'm not really being competitive. I'm a competitive SOB. That is for sure. Yeah. And like, it's fun. To volley and to, you know, to do that back and forth with someone who is at your level and just may be a little better than you. It reminds me of the quote. What is it? The quote's like, you're the best friends are the ones that you think you just have a slight superiority to, which I think is kind of an awful quote, but there's truth about it. Like, you know, you like to get your hands dirty as an artist with someone who's going to make you better. And Jefferson does that. And at times I'm like, oh gosh, Jefferson's a very good musician. And I'm a good musician as well. But, like, you know, it's cool to be on stage and be in awe of someone else's skill.
Yeah, we definitely, it's iron sharpening iron in the show. So there's a lot of that on stage. So that's what makes it kind of fun and keeps us fresh. And, you know, wanting to do this production again is just to continue to improve. There's that competition in it as well.
We're with Jefferson McDonald and Matthew McGloin, who are the stars of Two Pianos, Four Hands, running December 7th through January 1st at North Coast Repertory Theater in Solana Beach. Tell us about the music itself that you guys perform on stage. The comedy is going to be a wonderful surprise, but what can people expect musically? Jefferson, we'll start with you on that.
Well, we do a lot of some of probably people's favorite classical pieces. If you have any, they're going to be quite familiar. We do a lot of Mozart. We do, what are some of the other pieces that we do? I do a lovely Chopin piece. And we do a lot of the pieces, you know, they sort of serve the play and the characters. You'll see them being incorporated in a way that's quite theatrical. At one point, we do a pop section where we're going to play some stuff that's just, we kind of cut loose and do some Billy Joel. We're doing some other stuff. I don't want to give it all away, but it all really does culminate in the Bach D minor concerto, which has been orchestrated for two pianos. So we switch back and forth playing the solos and playing the orchestral parts, which is really, really cool. So it's kind of fun for people to pick out when, you know, Matt is playing in solo and when I'm switched over to the orchestra, because we do it, try to do it as seamlessly as we possibly can. So that's pretty fun.
I noticed you both had made some comments earlier on in the conversation about not being worthy or dealing with failure in certain expectations. Tell me a little bit about coming to terms with that and how that relates in this show, maybe for both of you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that when you play classical music and things that really have this level of perfection as an expectation over them, you can kind of get into a mental place where, oh my, I don't want to play that. I would play that. I would always play the music for myself personally, and I always kept up playing classical music, but I would never really play it in public, just because I thought, you know, this is my thing and I'll do it. But then it's really, this play has been a nice way for me to share what I love about playing classical music with the world. So but there definitely is that the nerves that can come in when you're wanting to share something that you love so much with others, thinking, oh, I'm going to be judged. But at this point, I think that it's been received so well that it's made it just given us a new level of comfort and allowed us to even dig in and play the pieces, you know, really well, to a level where I'm thinking, man, I'm having so much fun playing this and people are responding to it. So I think if that anything, that really leans into, you know, just never give up, which the play is about. And it almost parallels my life in terms of where my piano playing has come and gone to and is right now, and just my willingness to, you know, share it and for people to be receptive to it. So, but there's no doubt about it. Playing classical music in front of people is scary, because I play a lot of rock and roll and people are dancing. But when it's just, you know, you can hear a pin drop and you're thinking, okay, better do this right. Or else, or, you know, there's nothing like, you know, sometimes you just goof something up too. And you're like, well, I'm not going to go say hi to those people afterwards. I'm going to go hide. And, you know, oftentimes no one even noticed anyway. So it's not the biggest deal.
Yeah. It, when we did the show the first time, Jefferson kind of already mentioned this, like it's kind of terrifying to do it. When we did it at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, it was our first time to put the music and the words and all of the things together. And for two people to do this 2.5 hour long show with all this music, it's an undertaking, deeply satisfying and really scary. It's become much less scary. And it has overall informed me as an artist, because you continue to choose to put yourself into scary situations. It just becomes a way of life. One could even say it is its own kind of reward, is that feeling, that adrenaline rush. But there's something formative about learning that the thing to do is to step into it and do it. And the only way out is through it and not to hold back from it. There are moments in this show, it depends on the day I'm having, but it's like a little bit, we get to the point in the show where I think, well, here's Everest, here's Mount Everest. I don't want to do this. And then another part of me goes, you have to, you just have to. It is why, it's like I get in touch with why people do the crazy things they do, because there's something so human about that driving force to do something incredible. And I'm like, okay, here we go. And I do it. And I feel like I've just, you know, I feel like a superhero. So it's great. It's great as an artist. And then going forward to go, okay, well, I can kind of do anything. Bring it on. Let's audition for this. Let's do that. Let's do this adventure, because I've already done it and I've learned that I can do it.
Well, we as the audience are going to enjoy the thrill ride and risk-taking adventures of you both in Two Pianos, Four Hands at North Coast Repertory Theater. I've been speaking with its stars, Jefferson McDonald and Matt McGloin. Thank you both for joining me on Inside Art.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
Two Pianos, Four Hands runs December 7th through January 1st at North Coast Repertory Theater in Solana Beach. Tickets and more information are available at northcoastrep.org. Coming up, we'll preview a special concert version of the Made in San Diego musical 1222 Oceanfront, A Black Family Christmas. That's next, as Inside Art continues here on San Diego's Jazz 88.3. Funding for Inside Art comes from the members of Jazz 88.3, where your support brings the joy and history of jazz and all of the arts to San Diego. To become a member, visit jazz88.org/donate.